Councilmember Angela Hunt wanted to know why parkland in Northwest Dallas was added to the contract as a proposed drilling site without city council approval, and why City Manager Mary Soom repeatedly said there would be no surface drilling on parkland at the same time she signed a letter offering reasonable confidence to Trinity East Energy that the council would eventually approve it. Hunt wants an independent investigation and called Soom dishonest.
You had every opportunity to clear the air on this, Mary, and we're having to wait 5 years to get the facts.
Soom told the council,
"No doubt in my mind that when I look back at 6 years' worth of work, there are places that, you know, I would have done differently. But I didn't lie to you."
Soom says a provision in the drilling lease allowed the parkland to be added without a separate contract and council approval, and her letter offered the drilling company no guarantees, just assistance. Two council members called Soom's grilling a public assassination and expressed support for the city manager. Council member Von Seal Jones Hill called it sour grapes by drilling opponents on the council and likened Soom's situation to tribulations of biblical figures like Esther and Jesus. Only two colleagues joined Hunt's concern about the gas lease, Scott Griggs and Sandy Grayson.
"The quality of our decisions is based on what we hear and what we get, and I think we need to get very, very clear, transparent information."
Mayor Mike Rawlings called for the public discussion of what happened with the lease. He says things could have been made a lot clearer and hopes it's a lesson learned. He then expressed his support for Soom.
"Today, the majority is speaking that you were within your bounds."
Rawlings says the mistakes do not fundamentally change the city's position on gas drilling. The city council has the final say on whether any wells will be drilled and where. BJ Austin, KERA News.